It is 11:15, and I am joined in studio by Miss Hannah Armstrong. Hannah, she's a senior member of the BCHS Pioneer District Volleyball Champions. That's got to sound good hearing that, huh?
Yeah, it does.
Well, Hannah, first of all, thank you for coming over. Thank you for helping out, making the show better. You guys put in a lot of work to accomplish this goal. Talk about your teammates. Talk about your coaches and what this journey has meant for you all.
It's been a lot of hard work trying to get everything together to work right. We've been through different rotations and everything, trying to figure out what is going to make us win. And it's been a lot of work we put in, and we finally got the winning rotation now, and we're doing really good.
I'm a novice to volleyball in some respects. What position do you play? You were explaining that to me. Talk to the listeners about that.
I'm a libero, which is pretty much the main person in the back row. So all those hard hits, you got to get up to get a good set and get a good kill.
Well, let me ask you this then. You know, when you talk about the rotation and fitting the pieces around, you know, so many people bring different skill sets to the game. Mm-hmm. How do you, you know, as a team, how do you figure out what the best fit is? Like, how do you work with the coaches to figure out who belongs where?
Takes a lot of practice, and the coaches have to watch our skills and see what we're good at and what we're comfortable with and how we play together. And
you're a senior now. You started playing. Did you start in eighth grade playing?
Yeah.
So you've been with this group the whole time. Talk about some of the coaches.
Our coach is Chrissy Harmon, and we have our assistant coach, Fran, and they've been with us since we were in eighth grade, and they've watched us grow as players and how we work together and stuff, and it just is really nice that we've had them since eighth grade because they know what we can do and they know how well we work together and we get along really good.
Anytime a school this size can accomplish a feat like that, and you know, you guys had a big win last night. You want to talk about last night's win?
Oh, that was, it was exciting. We got down for a set, but we came back and we proved that we are the best team and that I think we have a good chance of winning Thursday, and I'm excited to play.
Well, you know, when you talk about getting down a set, a lot of times in sports, you know, you find out who you really are, who your teammates are when you're down. Though, when this team gets down, like, how do you all get together and make sure that you're on this track for the next set?
When we get down, we just keep on hyping each other up and keep on pushing. And when we get down, we try and, like, get really hyped up so then the other team's like, oh, they're not going to get down like we think they are. And we come back and end up doing really good.
I've interviewed volleyball players in the past, and one of the things I've always admired is the, you know, synchronicity with your cheers and the choreography. You know, volleyball by far has the coolest system of support for each other. You know, when you guys think about like what you guys are going to do after a point or whatever, how do you go about talking about it? Is it like bus rides or is it after practice? Talk about that.
Sometimes in practice we have our days when we goof off and we make up these crazy cheers and we're like, that's silly, but it's kind of cool, and we stick with it, and we keep on practicing the cheers, and we just happen to do it in games, and then it just sticks, and it's...
Well, if you're just joining us, the voice you just heard is that of Hannah Armstrong. She's a senior member of the Pioneer District Bath County Charter volleyball team. Hannah, you've been with the same group of coaches and players for a number of years. You guys have worked towards this goal, but you know, it wasn't always, you know, big wins and stuff. Yeah. You guys had some rough patches along the way. You know, talk about the dark times, so to speak.
Well, the dark, when we weren't doing so well, we've had a couple years where we had some rough times and we couldn't work together. And a lot had to do with drama and stuff. And we just figured out a way to work with each other because we all really wanted this and we want to win and be successful, especially for the seniors since it's our senior year and it's the last time we get to do this. And I think we just put that aside and made it work out.
Well, you know, a lot of times when we have the seniors in here, and I really thank you, you've, you know, been very forthful, thoughtful with your answers and such. But, you know, when we have the upperclassmen in here, you know, I like to ask them about leadership. Like, at what point along your volleyball journey did you realize that you and your classmates were going to be sort of the leaders of this bunch?
Well, I feel like we've always, like, most of us have always had these leadership skills. We just finally get to embrace them because we are the top now. We're the oldest, and it's great that we get to show that we know what we're talking about, and we can teach the younger ones how we do things and how it's easier doing it this way instead of another way, and it's just a lot.
Well, you know, a lot of our student athletes participate in various other activities, but, you know, balancing the school, your work requirements, and your commitments to your sport, you know, how do you personally go about managing your time during volleyball season?
Well, it's a lot of work having to go to volleyball practice every day and then having essays and all that due, but somehow we make it work. I guess we do work when we have to. Like, if we have a big assignment due, we do it on the bus rides there, or even help each other out when we have, like, the same classes and stuff. We find a way to make it work because we love the sport.
Well, I'll tell you, Hannah, it's been awesome cheering for you guys and seeing the success that you've enjoyed. You know, clearly this is something that's important to you all. You all set a goal as a team, and to see you all have success has been good. I want to get you out of here on a couple things, but before we get to the fun little this or that question to get you out of here, I want to give you an opportunity to talk about some of the folks over at the school, teachers, people throughout the course of time. Maybe they'd be guidance counselors, or, well, who are some of the people who have really helped you along your journey through BCHS?
I think all of my teachers have been really supportive through the whole thing. There's not one certain teacher that made it any better than any other, because I think our school system is really great, and we have really good teachers that want us to succeed and want to see us do good and not just teach us and send us out of the class. They actually do care about us.
Well, I'll tell you what, Hannah, I really appreciate that. We're going to close things out like we do with a bunch of the kids. Just an opportunity to get to know who they are. Some lighthearted this or that questions, and so I'm going to gear these more towards student and academic life. English or math?
Oh, gosh. Guess I'd have to say math, because I can't write for nothing.
Gym or art?
Gym. I'm not very artistic.
Science or history?
History. I'd rather learn about something that's happened than...
Drive or take the school bus?
Drive for sure.
Just tired of being around little kids, I guess.
Yes.
All right. French fries or onion rings?
French fries for sure.
Photos or videos?
Photos. I'm too awkward in
it. Instagram or Twitter?
Instagram.
Pizza or Chinese food?
Pizza. I don't like Chinese.
Last one, most important question. Smooth peanut butter or crunchy?
Smooth peanut butter.
Well, Hannah, really wish you all the best, you and the rest of the Lady Chargers. You guys have a big game coming up tomorrow night. You want to talk about that?
I'm excited to play tomorrow. I think we're going to do really good, and we really got a shock when Eastmont beat Perry, and now I think we're all really hyped up to play in that game because I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
So this Thursday at Bath County High School, the Lady Chargers volleyball team will be in action versus the East Montgomery Mustangs. Congratulations on all the success you've had. Wish you nothing but the best. What we're going to do now is hear a message. I'm going to let Hannah get back to... She's in accounting class. She can't wait to get back, so I'm going to let her get back. Stay tuned, Allegheny Mountain Radio.